Frayne, who got 100 for us in his previous game. He's available. David Ball, doing very well for Dorridge this year. He's available. So I think Ed Pollock, not required by Warwickshire. And Alex Milton, not required by Worcestershire. So, yeah, we got a pretty strong side out this week.
It might well have been a struggle for Herefordshire Chairman of Selectors Ernie Morgan to get a competitive team together for much of the season, but obviously not for this, the final match against Wales in Abergavenny.
Wonderful little venue, Abergavenny. Not too big a ground, but the weather forecast looks pretty tasty for the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday match. So I would imagine there'd be quite a few runs there. So hopefully we could pick up a few points and move a little way up the league. I don't think we can go too far from where we are, but at least we can finish in the top half of the league, which would be, you know, a reasonable achievement for the three-day side.
So how much does Ernie Morgan know about this week's opponents?
They're usually a fairly young side, Wales are. They've got a lot of the Glamorgan Academy lads playing for them and one or two more senior players now. They used to be a little bit too young and get beaten by most counties, but now I think they are a lot stronger. They got the old Glamorgan player Darren Thomas in charge, and he plays for them. So, yeah, I mean, expecting a tight game. You know, they've had a good season. As you say, they're only 1 point between us and them, so all to play for.